Good morning. Good morning, y'all. Brother Herb, do you can help me?
Yes.
Please read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 to 7. Excuse me.
Chapter 4.
Yeah. Excuse me for my very poor English, but we have good interpreter, Holy Spirit. He's good interpreter, best of the best interpreter.
My Russian is worse. 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Yeah. 1 to 7.
Second Corinthians 4, verses 1 through 7. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. For if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Herb. First point, God's grace in elections. Apostle Paul tells about two groups of people, believers and unbelievers. Elections and lost. Two groups. When I have discussions about salvations and elections to another person, sometimes he asks to me, why God chose for salvations one person and not chosen another person? Why one person God give to faith and another person don't give to faith? It's good questions. I don't know why. Sometimes it's a bad questions. Why God chose Abraham and lost other nations? Good questions. Why God chosen me for salvations? This is correct questions. Why God chose me for unto salvations? Who made this difference? Believers and unbelievers, elections and lost people. Who made this difference? God. Because he is sovereignty, sovereign. He is sovereign, absolutely sovereign. God chose us for salvation when? Before foundations of this world. God chose us to salvation from eternity. He loved us from eternity. He gave to us all blessing in Christ from eternity. Ephesians chapter 1. Second point, grace in salvations. We have been saved by God because of his election. God gave to us grace in salvations. Regenerations, it's a very deep themes. Born again, it's very sometimes very very hard themes for our understand.
Mystery.
And when Apostle Paul tells about salvations, he used parallels. parallel. Born, regeneration and creation. First chapter, book of Genesis. God created this world from nothing. God regenerated us because we spiritual died. In Genesis chapter 1, God used his personal power. In regeneration, God used his personal power too. Regeneration not for us, not for flesh, from Holy Spirit. God says, let there be light, and there was light. Same God tell to us, to our heart, there be light, and there was light. It's good example. Newborn, regeneration and creations. Sometimes people believe in regeneration from gospel. He believe in the regeneration from gospel. Reformed people and Presbyterian and Reformed Baptist too. He believe in instrumental regeneration. Regeneration from religion work. If you will be reading Bible, pray, visit to church, have take part of communion, God regenerated to you. If not, no. This is religion. This is regeneration from work, from religion work. But Bible, God tell about regeneration from Holy Spirit. Amen. Gospel of John chapter 3. He say, Holy Spirit, he say similar, went. Coming from one side and make work and go. Went. But Holy Spirit coming to our life, regeneration to us and stay with us. He not move. He not live. He stay in us. Apostle Paul, before and meet in Christ,
before regeneration.
Yeah, before generations. Apostle Paul had good education, religion education. He go to synagogue. He had good knowledge, holy scriptures, but he don't know who is God. He resist to God. He persecutions God's people. One time and one day, God saved it to him. What instrumental used God when he saved Paul? God not used instrumentals. Because regeneration, it's a personal power God's. Third point, grace in service. Apostle Paul is a great man. He founded a lot of churches. He preached the gospel for a lot of person. He really great man. But Apostle Paul called himself vessel of clay. In King James Bible, earthen vessels. In Russian Bible, vessel of clay in Russian Bibles. What is clay? Clay it's not value. No, it's expensive. We can see clay outside. Sometimes clay stick to our shoes when we walk, and we need clean our shoes. We not bring clay in our house. We stay clay outside. It's only clay. But great Porter, he take clay and created a vessel.
Potter.
What?
The potter.
Potter, yeah, potter. Sorry. Thank you. Potter. Apostle Paul, great man, but very humble man. Yes. He understand, I'm only vessel of clay, earthen vessel. Sometimes people too much pride, because he think, oh, God used me. Remember, you only vessel of clay. Remember, one time God used donkey.
That's right.
Yeah. Sometimes I think when Jesus coming to Jerusalem last week, and people happy, he says, Hosanna, son of David. People very excited, yeah, joyful for Jesus. But maybe donkey thinking, oh, this is for me. People excited looks me. No. People excited looks Jesus. We need to remember, we only clay, vessel of clay, earth vessels. But all power from God. God used us. We need to remember all time. And Apostle Paul's great man, but he say, I'm only vessel of clay. God all, I'm nothing, I'm zero. This great privilege knows who is God. God, Father chose us for salvation. Jesus redeemed us. Holy Spirit regenerated us for salvation. Every child of God that has been chosen will be regenerated. And every child of God that has been regenerated will be converted. Bible tells about this. And Brother Herb, you can read Romans chapter 8, 28 to 30.
28 to 30?
Yeah. Romans chapter 8.
Mm-hmm. Romans 8, 28 through 30.
Yeah, 28, yeah.
And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified.
I believe Bible. Thank you. God bless you.